You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Good Morning Liberty.
Well, what is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fan-frickin-tastic episode of Good Morning Liberty. My name is Nathaniel Paul Thurston, and across from me is Mr. Charles Lawrence Thompson. How's it going today, Chuck?
Living the dream, per usual.
Per usual, yeah. Always living Charlie's dream, and everyone else's dream, really. Everyone wishes they could be like Charlie, whether they know it or not.
Yeah.
Honestly, tall, handsome, outgoing, yeah. You know, assertive, well-rested. Like all kinds of stuff like that.
Rich.
Healthy.
Beyond my wildest dreams.
Feeling good all the time, you know. So anyhow, if you want to be more like Charlie, go to joingmail.com so you can learn from Charlie every single day of the week in the Fed Haters Club. That's why most people are there, I'm pretty sure.
There's also a big group in the Fed Haters Club that hate Chuck.
Yeah, they do. That's kind of a main thing
I feel like I'm a like a love or hate kind of guy.
With yourself? Like,
no, with other people.
Oh, okay.
You love me or hate me. Okay. It's one or the other.
There's no one that's kind of lukewarm on Charlie.
No.
Okay, it's Wednesday. Typically on Wednesdays, we do whatever the heck we want. Sometimes we talk about good things and we'll call it White Pill Wednesday. Sometimes we just talk about normal things and we forget that White Pill Wednesday exists. Today, we're going to be starting with a story that I found to be very interesting involving Elon Musk, and it's going to be involving wealth inequality, and it's going to be involving CEO pay. So that's pretty interesting. And we do actually have a few good things lined up for the end if we have time to actually go to those things. Elon Musk's $55.8 billion pay deal that everyone has talked about, because that's why one of the reasons that he's one of the most overpaid CEOs in the world, you know, a judge ruled that he can't have it. A court cancels his $55 billion massive options deal that he got in 2018.
Just, yeah.
Because there was a lawsuit, there's a shareholder lawsuit, and the company's incorporated in Delaware, and essentially the judge decided that it was too much and that they had negotiated it on bad terms because he was too close to all the people that were on the board of directors and all that. And so now this pay doesn't exist anymore. Let's read a little bit here from Forbes. This writer is asking, is Tesla CEO Elon Musk worth the money? A Delaware court rescinded his pay deal Tuesday, according to the Wall Street Journal. This person says he thinks shareholders have benefited from the deal. In March of 2018, when Tesla's board approved Musk's pay package, Tesla was losing money and its stock traded at around $17 a share, giving the company a stock market capitalization of $60 billion. Since then, Tesla's stock has soared to $187 a share and is now yielding the value of $610 billion. It's a pretty big jump in valuation. On January 30th, the Delaware court rescinded Musk's compensation package. The judge, who valued the package at $55.8 billion, argued Tesla's board was shirking its fiduciary duty to shareholders when it approved the pay package. I did want to point out that, like this person said, this has been a pretty good return on investment for the shareholders of Tesla. I know it's $55.8 billion. It's a lot of money. Also, guess what? He hasn't sold any of the options at all. He hasn't exercised any of them.
Didn't he sell some last year to pay taxes?
According to every article I read today, he's not actually exercised these options. He sold some shares and stuff, but he hasn't exercised these. So pretty good return on investment. There's been a 1,000% increase in the stock for Tesla. It's down quite a bit. There was like a 2,500% increase, you know, back in the old 2020, 2021 heyday of COVID and a bunch of people dying and all that stuff. But
no. Which was the highlight.
Which was the highlight,
of 2020 and 2021.
When I think about it.
Yeah.
That's what I think about.
Well, it really got all those people like Paul Krugman and stuff that think there's too many people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It was perfect for them. They probably celebrated.
Thinned it out a little bit.
Yeah.
In March of 2018, Tesla's board granted Musk a pay package consisting of 12 tranches of stock options. While they are fully vested, Musk has not exercised the options, noted the journal.
By the way, he worked basically at a risk.
Mm-hmm.
Worked nonstop on Tesla at a risk of him never receiving this money ever if Tesla didn't make the goals that he was required to make to receive these options.
And now what happened is he hit the goals that he was required to
make. Far exceeded them.
And now he's not going to receive the options. I actually think he could come back and sue Tesla for this, honestly, or sue someone. He agreed to do this work over this period of time and hit all of these goals for the company in exchange for this compensation package. He does all the work.
They're just enslaving another African-American.
Once again, look at that.
Work for no pay.
You get the richest man in the world. He's an African-American. And what do you know? They force him to work for free. Not surprised at all.
Only here in America.
You know, they can appeal this.
I feel like I'd be screaming mad, but I just feel like Elon's kind of like, he gets mad about this kind of stuff, but I feel like he's just like, nah, well, I'm going to appeal and win. It'll be fine.
He's talked about, they can't appeal. He's talked about moving the corporation to Texas, where they do most of their, you know, manufacturing and their offices are and all that. They're incorporated in Delaware, like a lot of companies are. So he's talked about moving them to Texas. Also, the board can now come back and offer him a new compensation package. They're not really going to expect him to work for free. By the way, Tesla's shares dropped 4.5% immediately after this news came, which is roughly $30 billion in market value that they dropped after this news came out. So that was great for the shareholders, too. I think they moved back up a little bit today, but they're not looking good for the moment. When the package was passed approved, Tesla's market cap was less than $60 billion. In order for Musk options to vest, Tesla needed to meet various revenue and profit targets, and its market cap needed to exceed $650 billion. The last of these hurdles was cleared in 2022, according to the journal. So he hit all the hurdles. This brings me to what I thought was really interesting about this conversation, because we don't have to do woe is me, Elon Musk, this sucks.
I think he's doing fine.
He's doing okay.
Yeah.
Now,
but the money makes him handsomer.
There's a pretty weird risk from this. Losing these options, it takes him down to about 13% ownership in Tesla. And he's been saying that he needs them to offer him some more shares and get him up to 25% ownership in the company for him to be able to do his job with Tesla. He actually said last week that he might pursue some of the technology that he plans on pursuing with Tesla outside of Tesla. Because he said an activist group could come in, buy up shares, and vote him out of the company.
Right.
He knows a thing or two about people buying up shares and voting people out of the company. You know, he's a little bit worried about that. That
like OpenAI.
Yeah, that's always weirded me out. Or like when he bought up 9-10% of Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, that whole thing. That's always been weird to me that the person who started the company can end up getting voted out of the company. I don't get that one. Like Steve Jobs, you know, getting voted out of Apple.
Yeah.
You know, how the heck could Elon Musk get pushed out of Tesla? Those are the same thing.
I mean, you can't, it's a safeguard against someone being so reckless with the company and other people's investments into that company.
But let's talk about the important economic side, because I know what Robert Reich would tweet from this. He'd say, well, if Elon Musk can lose $55 billion in a day, he can afford the wealth tax. That's pretty much what Robert Reich would probably said. In fact, you could probably look at his Twitter page. He might have actually said something like that. Let's think about some article headlines we've seen. This is a good example of what we see about Elon Musk's compensation. So here's one that says the 10 highest paid CEOs, Elon Musk earned $81,000 per minute in 2021.
Hang on, before we get to this though.
Yeah.
Imagine if they had passed the unrealized capital gains tax.
Yeah.
And he paid 25% in taxes already on that $55 billion.
Exactly.
And then a judge rules that he can't have it.
Yeah.
Does he get the tax money back?
He would have to, right? The value didn't exist. I don't know, but it never existed. So that's a weird, I don't know. What do you, I mean, you're talking about an entirely new world right there, but I don't know what they would do. Or what is it, you know, when his value...
Does he get a refund?
When his wealth drops by this $50 billion that has been counted in his wealth, which is what we're about to talk about.
Yeah.
When it drops by that, does that mean he gets an unrealized losses tax credit that he can get money back from the government, maybe?
But then we'd have to stop construction on the roads.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't have money for roads anymore. That's right, just for killing brown people.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've seen plenty of article headlines like this. And when you look into, well, how did he make $81,000 per minute in 2021? That is ridiculous. That is so many monies. They explain he's the number one highest paid CEO in the world, who is famous as the companies he leads. He is currently the CEO of Tesla, Twitter, and SpaceX. His compensation for Tesla alone is over $10 billion. Putting that into perspective, it roughly translates to earning $81,000 per minute if he worked a regular 40-hour work week for Tesla in 2021.
Like he works 40 hours.
Yeah. Rather than earning a salary from Tesla, Musk earns stock options when the company reaches certain growth milestones. His total net worth as of this writing is $202 billion, according to Forbes, making him the second richest person in the world as of the writing of this. Well, now it turns out, every article headline that talked about him being the highest paid CEO in the world, making $81,000 per minute or whatever number in whatever time frame it is, was wrong. Because they were looking at his stock options that were vesting as he hit certain milestones with Tesla and saying, well, this is his compensation. He just unlocked another tranche of these stock options. Therefore, his compensation was $10 billion. Turns out it was zero. Turns out every single one of these needs to be corrected.
According to this one judge in Delaware.
According to this guy. But this is the folly, I guess, of deciding that before someone has actually taken home the money, before they actually brought home the bacon, you know, they just had pieces of paper that said they could have some bacon someday in the future if they wanted to.
As long as the judge signs off on it.
And so when you decide that is money that has already been earned, this can happen. Okay. Now he's going to be moving down to, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, the number three richest person in the world.
Yeah.
Assuming that this actually goes through.
Yeah.
So now Jeff Bezos, thanks to a judge in Delaware, is going to become the second richest person in the world.
And do you think Jeff Bezos will tweet Elon Musk a bronze medal?
Ain't nothing wrong with bronze. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, it's January, so everyone's thinking new year, new me, right? But what if there are some things that you're already doing right and could just be expanded on? I started keeping a calendar at the end of last year, trying to get better organized with my crazy life schedule. Maybe you're like Charlie and you've already shed 80 pounds of extra weight and you just have a little further to go. Well, therapy helps you find your strengths so you can ditch the extreme resolutions and make changes that really stick. As you know, I've done therapy in the past and found it to be extremely helpful. It's not just for those that have major trauma, although it's perfect for that too. But it's also for people that want to learn positive coping skills and how to set healthy boundaries and how to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Celebrate the progress that you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/GML today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GML. The reason I thought this is so cool is because it shows you just how fake all of the wealth numbers are. The wealth that they give next to someone's name are just pieces of paper.
But you know that he used this wealth still, though, for loans
he
to
still
buy
did.
Twitter.
I wonder if he can get sued by the banks or something, you know?
Yeah.
Some kind of fraud, like Trump overvaluing his company, you know? Maybe that could happen now. I wonder what's going to happen with his lines of credit. I don't know. I just hope that people can take from this that wealth is a fugazi and the points don't matter. And not only that, we decided to say that he had already made this money as income. Do you know how many hundreds of articles we could find that told people that he had already earned this money as income every year after 2018?
Mm-hmm.
And now you read all of these and it says, well, he never exercised any of the options. And now he doesn't even have any more. So did he... earn them as the income?
Back then he did. This is a new year, Nate. New year, new things.
He did have them as a value. So let's we can move on to a couple, unless you have anything else. I've got some nice good.
Well, you know, Biden tweeted not that long ago that billionaires need to pay their taxes like everyone else does, which they do, by the way. In the sentence before that, he said he wants to institute a 25% wealth tax on billionaires. But if you go actually look at the tax policy that he's advocating for, it was on anybody making $100 million or more, or anybody with a net worth of $100 million or more. And all of that tax is a new tax, brand new tax. So it's not like everyone else. It would just be a brand new tax just for those people to start with, by the way, because that will trickle down. That's trickle down economics right there, trickle down taxes.
Whatever money they raise, they find a way to spend that money plus 50%, whatever it is that comes in. And so therefore they need to tax a few more people. Like whatever it is that they tax the wealthy for, any of those people, however many billionaires there are now, 700 billionaires or whatever the number is,
but it's not
going to be enough to actually run things for the government. They're going to find new things to spend that money
on. That's what I was going to say.
Plus more.
It's not like they're trying to make up for the debt or the deficit.
No. They'll open up.
It's because they want to fund new things like free college or free healthcare.
And keep the current, like they'll keep the current expenditures, the current amount of deficit that we have. They'll start a new tax and they'll open up new programs and they'll actually have more deficit afterwards because they'll spend more money than what they're actually taking in.
And then that tax will trickle down to people that are making minimum wage.
A really interesting thing about this lawsuit in Delaware was brought by a guy who had 9 shares of Tesla.
Shows you how much power you have as a shareholder.
Look at that. Capitalism.
Yeah.
You know, the free markets. I guess. Who said you didn't have power over these big CEOs?
Yeah.
9 shares and you're able to take this?
You're able to vacate $55 billion from one person?
Real quick, I guess last thing on this. Do you think there's any political motivations behind this?
Take down Twitter.
I think that that is a big one. I think that free speech is very dangerous to the regime, to any authoritarian government. Free speech is very dangerous. And things like what we're about to show you, where politicians get fact-checked in real time by these companies, that's extremely dangerous as well because it starts to tear apart their narrative. I think they see Elon Musk as a very dangerous person, and they have now for a long time. And this is yet another way for them to chip away at his wealth and the way that he has X financed and try and force him into selling it to someone else who's going to go back to doing their bidding. I think that they really want to take him down right now. Good example here. President Biden tweeted out, or one of his people did, tweeted out about pay discrimination between men and women. This is one of our favorite things to talk about. You know, these victims out there, these women that aren't getting paid as much as men. In fact, he tweeted out this graphic and it said, it's time to close wage gaps. Men make the whole dollar while women make 84 cents. These disparities are even greater for women of color. That's not true. It's not true at all is the problem.
It's a myth.
It's something that people have been lying about for a long time. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you don't even have to be a man to understand why this is untrue. Okay. Even women can get why this is dumb.
Costco says, hey, at least they're up from 77 cents.
Hey, moving up. The cited wage gap. This is a community note on X. As we were alluding to, it's very dangerous for people that are trying to control the narrative so they can control the population, so they can take your money and have more power.
Yeah.
Spread it around the world to all their friends who also want your money. You know, they say, Community Note says, the cited wage gap represents the only the average earnings difference between men and women working full-time calculated by simply dividing X by Y. This is misleading as it fails to control for variables like occupation, position, education, job tenure, or hours worked per week. In fact, when you control for all of those and find men and women who have had the same amount of time on a job with the same education at the same position with the same hours worked per week, you actually find the women make more.
Yeah. Especially in soccer.
especially in soccer.
Way more.
Yeah. So it's just a really ridiculous thing that people have been getting away with for a while. And I'm happy to see things like community notes that can fact check these things in real time. So people are given some context and it's a little bit harder to propagandize these ideas towards people.
Yeah.
This doesn't just apply to people.
Now, not to say that it doesn't happen on sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are times where a man and a woman have the same experience, same everything, and the man's making more.
Sure.
But maybe he negotiated better, or maybe mm-hmm. they liked him better, or maybe there was sexism at play or whatever.
Maybe he's better.
But that's not what it is on the whole.
Mm-hmm.
And so to perpetuate these empirical examples as if that's the narrative is wrong, because it's not. In fact, like you said, it's the opposite. And I don't know why more men aren't angry.
I'm angry about it right now.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
I mean, how many female podcast hosts are making way more money than you? And you've been doing this now for 5 years.
Sexism.
Yeah.
You know that I used to go and play music, and way less people would show up than who show up to see Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You know, what's that all about?
That's sexism. Clearly.
We were both performing music to the best of our ability, and way more people showed up to see her, and they paid more per ticket to go see her.
Yeah.
That's sexism.
It is.
This also applies to community notes to people on the right, by the way.
You won awards, too.
Mm-hmm. You know? I got some awards.
Yeah.
Sitting right behind you on the shelf right there.
Yeah.
Says something on it. I don't know what it says.
It's unfair.
Yeah, this is very unfair.
You were drunk when you got it.
Oh, I was definitely drunk.
That's why you don't
remember. I was for sure drunk when I got that. This also applies to people on the right. Nikki Haley was critiquing Donald Trump. She said Donald Trump wants to tax every American with a 10% across the board tariff, costing families an average of $2,600 a year.
Can we get rid of this families on average garbage?
We all know that's BS.
The family of four. I'm so tired of these numbers. The average family of four. The average family of four. Just do the regular math.
They're already paying skyrocketing prices thanks to Biden and Trump's inflation. We can't afford this. Nikki Haley is right about this.
Yes.
Even if she did use the families an average of figure, 10% across the board tariff is a tax on Americans. Now, Stephen Miller, who is wrong about this and also close to the Trump team, I can't remember exactly where he was on that. He says tariffs are taxes on foreign producers, not American. Tariffs are what built America. Ripping down tariffs are how globalist elites gutted manufacturing towns in South Carolina. And restoring tariffs are how we bring those jobs back. Well, that's great, Stephen Miller, except for that you're an idiot. So he says that Nikki's wrong about this because these are taxes on foreign producers. They're not taxes on foreign producers. They're taxes on people who buy from those foreign producers. The costs get passed on to American consumers.
Yes.
They're paid by American consumers, and that's what Community Notes said.
Two Community Notes here. Tariffs are taxes paid by U.S. businesses into the U.S. Treasury that result is in higher prices for U.S. consumers. Because do you think the businesses are just going to eat this?
No, they're not.
Yeah. You think the Chinese are going to be like, oh man, those tariffs, we'll pay them.
I wanted to highlight that both the left and the right can get Community Noted and fact checked, and that's a really good thing. And that's why people want to bring down Elon Musk. Now, not as many people on the right. Maybe some of them because they
think... Is this your conspiracy theory?
They think Neuralink is the mark of the beast or something like that. I mean, have you seen all the stuff about Neuralink?
I have, yeah. I just saw that the first human implantation went well.
Yeah.
So far.
So far. So we'll figure that out soon.
I mean, is this how Terminator starts, though?
Sure.
Or is this how AI gets integrated with humans, and then you won't be able to tell the difference pretty soon, and then the machines take over?
Eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Because they can't die.
But I think our generation will be fine. I think it's going to take a long time. Yeah. I think that's something for our kids to worry about, and so... I don't care.
And you don't have
any kids. So, so that's actually for you to worry about.
Yeah.
Listen, I know that this was a short and weird show today, but we actually have to stop. We have to stop right now. If you want to take anything away from today, it's that wealth is a fake number. Okay. That can be taken away at any time by investors or judges or anyone.
The SEC.
Income based on promises to pay in the future is a ridiculous way to count someone's income. Okay.
We're still enslaving African Americans.
We are still, yes, that is true. Also, I think that there is I will throw out the conspiracy theory. I think that there is a concerted effort to try and take down Elon Musk by any means possible because he represents a threat to the authoritarian, tyrannical governments around the world.
So you're saying he's similar to Jesus, like Trump?
Well, he's not as close to Jesus as Trump is, let's be honest.
He's being persecuted.
Yeah.
right now.
I know, and he's about to help blind people see. What a time to be alive.
All right, if you enjoyed or hated today's episode, either way, and because I don't care whether you listen or watch, but if you did or didn't, it doesn't matter. Go to joingml.com or don't. I don't care. Buy some merch from Nate, because this guy has been working hard on these designs and he redid the whole website and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So much hard work goes into it. And I feel my feelings are what's most important. So I feel as if you should go check it out at least.
I agree.
And maybe get your significant other that perfect Valentine's Day gift, which is taxation and theft.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Or don't.
You can go to GodHatesFeds.com to do that.
GodHatesFeds.com. GoodMorningLiberty.us. Join GML.com. Visit all those things. Share the show. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcast or Spotify. Smash that follow button. And if you do all those things, we'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you have a good day and a good morning, Liberty.